Welcome to the second Welcome to the second hour of A Voice of a People. My name is Linda Sims, and we are live on WGH Talk. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Or you can download an app called TuneIn on any electronic device, iPhones, cell phones, laptops, or computers. The app TuneIn, go to your app stores, download, search bar, type in WWGH or call in during this live broadcast, 740-383-9944. Or Facebook Live on Linda Sims' page. Go to the comments section and type in your comments. I will be checking them out periodically. Thank you for that. Let me share with you those who faithfully support Voice of a People. Couple announcements. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone there, 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their ongoing announcement, free produce every third Saturday of every month. This will take place May the 20th. Please mark your calendar. Share this information with others you may know have need of free produce. May the 20th, it begins at 12 noon to 2 p.m. They will be also sponsoring a Women's Day luncheon at all occasions in Waldo, Ohio. This takes place May the 6th and starts at 11 a.m. There will be no tickets sold at the door, so if you don't have your tickets, please contact Logos Christian Ministries. Again, their number is 740-223-1515. We also have Cheryl Lee. She is the coordinator of Child Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Clubs, faith-based programs, which are now in our Marion City Elementary Schools, County Schools, and North Union County Schools. This is the end of their year. They will begin again in October. If you want a registration form, you know, if you're interested in your children or grandchildren being a part of this faith-based program, please call Cheryl Lee at 740-262-0939 or when school begins again in early October, there will be registration forms for you to pick up. They need your permission for your child to be a part of this program. Last but not least, Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street in Marion, Ohio. Telephone there is 740-382-8552. And those of you who faithfully listen and support me, thank you for your support. I pray you continue to listen. And if it's your first time, I pray it is not your last time. And hope you enjoy this show. I have a thought for today. I just have to get back to it. Now it's telling me. Go to my. Make time. Make time to create the moments you need for silence. To create a time of silence takes just a second. A second is a drop of time. A drop of time through which I step to renew myself deep inside. So I stop for a second and say to myself, now I shall go inside. In the space of a second, I pass beyond all the muddle and find myself in my original state of peace. Hopefully you found something that you can relate to. If not, share that with someone you know. Okay, now I turn my attention to my guest today, Willie Harris. How you doing?
Hey, everything's good. I'm just one step above excellence.
Now, Willie is the author of a book titled, This Is Your Life.
A Road to Healing.
And the creator and producer of Tap One and Now and Then YouTube podcast. Now and Then, he does that with his son, Isaiah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, welcome again to the second hour.
This is the second hour. Everything is good. So, how you doing today?
I'm doing good.
For the second hour. Hey, you know, people just don't know. I always bring this up, man.
What's that?
People don't know what preparation it takes to get stuff done.
No.
You know, they just see like an end product and they be like, oh, you know, they could have did this, that, and whatever.
Right.
You know, and they don't know, you know, how much you could have not done.
You know? Right. But that's true. That's so true.
You know, I was just sitting here thinking, I must be hungry. I was just thinking about that sandwich that Arby's makes.
Mm-hmm. They got a new sandwich out?
No. The old Reuben without all of the nonsense on it.
Oh, okay.
Reuben. I always tell them, look, take all that stuff off, put it on a regular bun, and just no sauerkraut.
Okay.
Anyway, that's what I was thinking about.
Well, you must be hungry.
It's time for somebody to buy me lunch.
I got that. I get that.
Ain't nothing like being subtle.
Right. Mm-hmm. You're right about that. You're right about that. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So your thought of the day, man, time.
Time.
Interesting, because we were talking earlier on the first time we was talking about 2 Timothy.
Yes.
Chapter 3, verse 1 through 5, where it talks about what's going to happen in the end times and how you can recognize the end times because of the things that people will be doing. And it gives a list of things that people will be doing. And I would suggest that you go in there and read it.
I'm going to bring it up for them.
Oh, okay.
I can read it for them. Yes, because it's a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see. 1 through 5.
Yeah. See, when you look at, the question is are we living through or are we in difficult times? And yeah, because the word says that people will be lovers of themselves.
Right.
And so right now, if you look at it, man, people are sure definitely lovers of themselves. You know, so they talk about greed and money. And you know that that's like not only just the engine that's pushing the world, but a lot of people controlling it through that.
Impelled by greed.
Yeah.
You're pushed by greed.
Yeah.
Dangerous and difficult days ahead. And that's where we are.
Oh, absolutely. We're right in the midst of it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are just so violent.
Absolutely.
Off the chain.
Because they're full of hate.
Yes.
You know.
Wow. Full of hate.
Yeah, it's just simple, man. Love versus hate, good and evil.
Yes.
And that's all hate was, because if you understand how once the enemy had sinned and was cast out of heaven, it just instantly everything he had turned to hate.
Yes.
But, you know, those are other stories for other times, I think, because it's still confusing to me about some of that stuff.
Boastful. Arrogant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Disobedient to parents.
Oh, yeah.
Ungrateful.
Mm-hmm.
Unholy.
There you go.
And profane.
Just a wee bit unholy.
And they will be unloving.
Mm-hmm.
Devoid of natural human affection.
Mm-hmm.
Calloused and inhumane.
You see, when you're sitting and all you're doing is rubbing on glass and you're sitting on your ass, you know, you're not communicating with people. And you see that in all kinds of families now. They be sitting next to each other and they texting each other. You know, I know the first time that I saw that, it blew my mind. You're in the same house with somebody, and instead of calling them downstairs,
mm-hmm.
you text them on the phone. I need you to come upstairs. But now it's a convenience. Because if I'm in the room, I don't want to have to stop doing what I'm doing. When I can just ask you, hey, are you busy? If you're not, could you come in for a second? I'm
going to show you
something on my computer. So I do it now. Or I call them on the phone when they're in the house. Hey, where you at? You in your room or you downstairs? Okay.
Do you remember that commercial where that little boy's in his bedroom and he calls his grandma, Grandma, could you bring me a peanut butter sandwich? Do you remember that commercial?
No, I don't.
And he in his bedroom, with his legs cocked up, and he watching TV, and he calling his grandma on the phone.
How long ago were we
watching that? Possibly last, what, 9 years, five years ago. Yeah.
Interesting. No,
she look at that phone and she shake her head and she hangs it up like, what?
I don't recall that.
Yes. I've seen that numerous times.
Well, you know, with the whole thing with time, I mean, during different intervals of time, we have been introduced to different ideas, just like what you're talking about now. I mean, even at that point, that's them talking about the technology and where it was taking you.
Right.
You know, it's going to be a point where you can communicate like this, and this is going to be the new form of communication. So now, it may have been 9, 10 years ago, they may have hung the phone up because it was kind of a little outlandish, but now it's right on key.
Yeah, you know, it is.
That's how we all communicate.
Right.
You know, it's just easier because you can text a lot more people than you can pick up and call and talk to.
True.
And plus, when you're talking, man, it takes a lot of energy out of you when you talk.
Yeah, it does.
A lot of people don't know that. That when you talk, especially like I talk all the time, it exerts a lot of energy.
Wow.
So you'd be exhausted, man. Anyhow, we just
talk. This is a good subject. Being in the last days and the things that, you know, are right at our doorstep, things that we can relate to because we're watching it each and every day.
It's all like, unfolding right in front of us, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
You know?
And it says devoid of human affection.
Now, see,
it's like they've become robots. We're not like even human anymore because we don't have human affection.
When that robot explained that she was sentient, and the guy said, yeah, but you're not flesh and blood. And the robot went on to explain what sentient meant. It says, sentient is when I am aware of myself and my existence, and I have a desire in order to protect myself. And she said, that's what I have. You don't need that blood and tissue, none of that. So.
But robots. Irreconcilable. That means not able to come to an agreement.
Exactly.
Don't want to.
Well, you just argumentable.
Malicious.
You like to argue a lot.
Right.
And keep things going, you know, so, yeah.
And devoid of self-control.
Yep. Other words, you completely try to not be in control. You know, you just, whatever happened, happens. You remember people used to say back in the 60s, I'll try anything once. What a stupid statement.
I've heard that. I know that's right.
What a stupid statement.
A lot of people did, too.
A lot of people are dead because they did.
Yes.
Or did they dead because they was dead?
If it don't sound good, look good, and got a bad reputation, I don't want it.
As James Brown would say, let me ask you something, Bobby. Does it sound good? He said, yeah, Mr. James. He said, does it feel good? He said, yeah, Mr. James. He said, then I tell you, it must be good. Count it all.
I don't
want it. Ain't gonna work, James. He said, well, it ain't gonna work, Bobby. He said, because it don't make no sense. He said, what's this you got in your hand, Bobby? He said, that's a sex. He said, what he got in his hand? He said, so when he playing his and he playing his, he said, don't they all play together? James Brown was smooth, man. Yeah. Don't they all just play together? He said, yeah.
Is that the movie you watched of his life?
I did at one time, yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I got
with Chaz Boseman.
Yeah. You know, he was in a lot of stuff we was talking about this morning. Yeah, he was. There's some stuff he was in we didn't know. The guy was going through, man. I mean,
yeah, a lot of movies though, like really quick.
Now it's kind of interesting how stuff is kind of crapping up, coming up. Or it's interesting. We are in the age of Aquarius. Boogity boogity.
Now, how long ago did that song come out? That came out in the 70s, didn't it?
Ooh, if it was in the Aquarius. 70s, it had to be the early 70s, 71.
Who did that? The Fifth Dimension?
Fifth Dimension, see. And when they did that, that's another time that we were being told something.
Right.
Because people only thought about three dimension.
Right.
Okay? Length, width, and height. These cats is letting you know there's
two more dimensions.
And you just can't see them.
Right.
But they exist, just like you can't see air, but it exists.
nor could we relate to what they was even talking about. We just out here dancing and jamming, right? Yeah.
But he says, when the moon is in the seventh power, something like that.
Right.
And Jupiter. Now, they're talking about stuff being aligned.
Aligns with Mars. Yeah, you're right.
This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. Now, you remember what Aquarius was all about? You remember that was that city that they said disappeared?
Atlantis?
Same thing.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Same thing, yeah. And if it ain't, I'm saying it is today.
Okay.
Atlantis and Aquarius is the same thing because it's all aquatic.
Mm-hmm.
All underground.
All underground.
Water type stuff, right?
Right, right.
So they were just talking about the way that disappeared. We're getting ready to disappear, y'all.
Oh, Lord Jesus, help us.
They washing us off.
I just hope I'm going to disappear into the right place. Now, that's my intention.
They're going to wash us off. We're going to be clean when we get finished. Maybe that's how you clean us up the next time. Hose us all off.
Yeah, because you can't go to heaven dirty. You're not getting in.
And you can't go to heaven with clothes on.
No.
You got to be naked.
Yes.
When you go before the Lord, you got to be just like it was with BNTB, Brand New Talented Brothers, but it didn't stand for that. You got to be butt naked in the basement.
And people don't understand, everything before him right now is naked.
Absolutely. Because he can see right through them clothes.
Right. It's naked.
I'll be like, hey, Jesus.
He can look in that heart.
It ain't what he's looking at, though. No, I'm kidding. Yeah.
But he can. He can look at that evil heart.
Yeah, he can look at what he says.
Or that heart that loves.
He says in Timothy, I don't know the scripture, but he says that man's heart is so deceitful that it ain't worth nothing. When you know, when your creator say, I hate that I've created you.
Wow.
Because you're so full of sin.
Wow.
And continuous hate. He said they think of sin continuously.
Right.
That means that you ain't got no break in what you're doing.
Right.
Every time you turn around, Republicans, I mean, every time they was turning around, somebody was lying.
Yeah.
Back in the day when they was talking about, back in the Moses days. Ain't nothing changed, baby.
No, it hasn't. He said men will get worse and worse as time goes on. They're just going to get worse, you know.
You remember that song, I Was Born by the River?
Yes.
He said the time is
change
going
is gonna
change
come.
Change is going to come. And it's coming.
Oh, yeah, it's coming.
It's on its way. But anyhow.
But we got to get ready for the change.
All right, man, you ain't got to. But if you ain't, I'm going to tell you, just like that movie Taken. And all these other movies that show you where people just all of a sudden disappearing.
Right.
The aliens. Okay, so y'all don't believe it, don't believe it. Was telling one particular group of people that they've been abducting people for years.
Oh, yeah.
Millions of people. And you know, right now, they got over 100,000 black women are missing.
Really?
Since 2021.
Wow, that's only like 2 years.
Girl, you can count. Ooh, she good, ain't she, y'all? She said
that's
that
only
right.
Like
and you know how quick she
just,
she said that's like two.
2 years.
2 years.
100,000 black women are missing.
Yeah.
Since 2021.
Yeah. Actually, it's been since 2022. I didn't want to shock you, yeah, man. But see, the statistics that they're talking about, I don't know if they're a part of that statistics that I read years ago when it was up to 70,000. And in indigenous, like Indians, they don't even keep track of them. There's so many Indian female women getting killed and abducted on these reservations and stuff. Nobody's talking about this stuff.
Hmm.
And it's just like, it's an all-out war on black women, on Indian women, Mexican women, all that stuff with that border down there coming across. Man, y'all need to check all that stuff. Man, that stuff is nonsense. You know, first of all, if it wasn't for that group of people, a lot of stuff wouldn't have gotten done in this country either. And you know that. So, even now, because I ain't picking no fruit. I'm going to tell you that
you
now.
You better get somebody up here to
and
pick
you know
it, right?
Good and well, I got a family. I can tell you right now, we done got old now. But even when we were young, you couldn't get, you asked us if we want to pick some fruit, we'd have probably gave you the middle finger. You know?
I used to pick fruit and put it in my mouth. I sure did.
You ever pick peas? Or cotton?
Well, my mom, not... cotton, but peas, yeah.
No, I mean when they take you out in a pea field.
No,
and
just
ain't
a garden.
Nothing in front of you but just peas. For,
just a family
for
garden.
Miles and miles. That look like hundreds of acres or nothing. No. Just peas, and you out there from the time that the sun comes up till it go down.
Mm-mm.
And you pulling all these damn peas and putting them in this bag and dumping them. And then at the end of the day, they weigh them. And whatever they cost a pound, that's what you get if you got 50 pounds plus 3 cents a pound, because you was getting gypped anyways, you know, because they always was gypping black folk in there back in the day with that stuff. And cotton was even worse, man. You know how much it takes to build, to cook? A bale of cotton weighed 500 pounds.
I seen some of the bags they put it in.
And in order, the whole idea was to get them to pick a bale in a smaller group of people.
Mm-hmm.
If you had two people that could pick a bale, they would put them together. And that's all they would pick for that day is a bale of cotton. And I knew family members, man, that was like that. They could pick a bale of cotton by themselves because they was adapted and trained to do that. So, yeah, man, I mean.
Wow. Harry Belafonte, when you said that, made me think of Harry Belafonte.
Dale!
Yeah.
Dale! I don't know what he was talking about. Daylight, dumbing, and you want to come on.
Yeah.
It's a banana, something. Y'all know the song. Just keep it in mind. And
he used to sing that song, Pick a Bale of Cotton. Something. Remember that song? Yeah, he used to sing that song.
Honey, I didn't pay no attention to the lyrics of that song, but I can tell you that I've always been an admirer of Harry Belafonte because of all of his first, you know, he was the first, him and the lady Dangerfield. Dangerfield,
yeah.
Her, the beautiful sister, man.
Yeah.
You know, and these was people that was Julia was beautiful, you know, to me. But I loved them all. Eartha Kitt was ooh, that girl, man, I tell you something. Eartha Kitt, she was fine to me.
Yeah.
You know, all them women, man, and you know.
Gone on. The beautiful black women. Absolutely.
Yeah. I was in love with Sister Tyson for so long.
My dad too.
Until she did Miss Jane Pittman, and that kinda brought some life into it, but up to that point, I loved Cicely Tyson.
I did not like Sounder. That movie Sounder.
You know, that was one of my first ones, I think, seeing her. And I didn't know what was going on at that time. Mm-hmm. I mean, I knew it was about something that had something to do with us, but
right.
I was young, so I didn't really get it.
Maybe I'll
and
need
I
to
never
watch
went
it
back
again.
And I couldn't go back and watch. Just like 12 Years of Slavery, I can't watch that kind of stuff.
Right, right.
Some people love it. Because they look at it and view it as history.
And
which
it
is
history, but yeah.
It's just, I can't. My, it crushes my inner being. I can't be dealing with that nonsense. I ain't got time for all that hate stuff, man.
No, me either. God told us to hate sin, that's all. Hate sin. Yeah. Hate what
and
I
if
hate.
If you only got a little sin, you got a little hate. If you got a lot of sin, you got
a lot of hate.
A
lot of hate. You know.
Do y'all see how God flipped that?
He didn't tell us to hate one another either.
No. So if he said to hate sin, you got to think about it.
Yes.
How much sin do you have?
Why is it that these people are devoid of self-control? That's one of the signs.
Because of deceptions. You know, not realizing how important it is to be connected and thinking that, oh, I can do it on my own and I don't need nobody else, so I can discriminate and hate anybody I want.
Mm. Okay. I guess that makes sense. Haters of good.
Haters, yeah. They're just haters, man. And you got the world full of them.
Having a form of outward godliness, religion, although they have denied its power for their... I got to get another phone.
Well, you got to get one with a bigger screen or pull it up on your computer.
Okay, for their conduct nullifies their claim of faith.
Yeah.
You say you believe, but you don't act like it, right?
Mm-mm. And you're not living like it.
Right.
So it just stamps out all that other stuff.
Yes,
so when
it
you
does.
Set up and say, well, I'm going to take all the poor and all of the people and we're going to create tents. And we're going to put people in tents. and we're going to give them all of the health care that they wanted. Well, what happened when you had 4 years of that and you could have did all that and you didn't do none of that?
Right.
So now you're going to do it. Come on, man.
No, that's a selling point. We all should be aware of that.
Like, come on, man.
You know, like Paul said, you know, be not ignorant.
No.
Of things and the devil's devices. No. You know what I'm saying? Because
you don't have to be.
It's deception.
Yeah.
It's just three lines in a poem to make you think this is what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. Things are going to change. But when they get in there, like you said, they don't do that stuff.
Listen, first of all, politician is just like a baseball, football game. You have to be suited up for the game. And you have to know the rules of the game. You can't take politics and put politics with playing music per se, because they don't have the same game plan. Just like you can't play baseball in a football uniform. Oh, you can, it's gonna be rough. So you got to be geared up. So when you got a politician, you're gonna be a politician. I don't care who you are, I don't care how great you are or how best you are, you're gonna be a politician. You got to play the game. That's what you suited up for.
Oh, yeah.
And these guys are all politicians. It's just a matter of how much politicianing they are gonna do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and how much in politics that they're gonna do. You know, because these guys, man, all of them are slippery as snot on the doorknob.
Yeah.
Now, Linda, you used to play with that. And you'd be like, girl, man.
Yeah. Nah.
Rubbing your hand all
oh,
on it.
Oh, no.
You didn't do that?
Nah.
Man, I tell you the truth. We did that as for the joke for the other person. Not really.
Right.
That's nasty.
It is nasty.
You know where I learned that from? My. I got that out of a movie, I think. Ernest Borgnine. Yeah, man. He was saying, man, he said, he's slippery than snot on the doorknob, ain't he? And then the next time he came away, he said, man, he got away cleaning the fart in high wind, didn't he? Okay. So that's where I got that from off of movies. I relive movies quite often.
Oh, my God. Well, you almost have to.
Man, we watch some movies, man. You know, that's why it's easy.
I'm a movie buff, too.
That's why it's easy to critique them.
Yes.
You know, because I done watched almost all of them, and the ones that I haven't watched, like what we have to do sometimes, my son come to me and say, look, have you watched this movie? I'm like, yeah, about 10 years ago. He said, okay, don't look at it. I just want to get your first reaction when you see it. And he would set it up. And then I'd be like, this is about that. And then I just started in on the crazy stuff.
So what was your reaction about Superfly? Now, Superfly came and changed the whole culture.
You know, I wonder if I can find a comparison to that to today. I think they did a new Superfly, but I didn't watch
they
that.
They did.
Superfly changed this town culture.
Yes.
Now, it didn't do that everywhere.
Okay.
Because, and how I know that is because when I came back to visit during those times, everybody had got caught up in it all around the country. All of us in our neck of the woods.
Yes.
We had got caught up with that because we're already light skinned, long hair, bow leg, you know. We already had that dumb stuff in our spirit. Shaft had either came out or was getting ready to come out. So we had a tough guy, now we got because I think Shaft was after that. Anyways, same era.
Right, same era.
But Shaft was not an exploitation.
No.
It was not a pimp movie.
No.
That's what this guy was all about. Pimp, cokehead, coke dealer.
Right.
You know, and all that kind of nonsense. So, it kind of amazed me how strong the effect was here.
Right.
In Marion.
It was something.
It was. I mean, when I came back here, it was some lot of super flies. Not to mention no names. Everybody was super fly. You know.
I know.
Everybody had gangster white walls and TV antennas in the back.
Yes.
My friends called me Maurice. Some called me the gangster of love.
Okay.
You know. Remember that song?
Yes, I do.
You know, so I'm just saying, I'm a pusher. I'm a, you know, all that stuff. I'm a midnight toker. In the morning, too. But I'm just saying.
You're right. It sure did.
This is what we lived through. And Superfly came out. Everybody wanted his big car to be pimped out like
yeah,
that with this
sure
stupidest
did.
Looking car. Big old ass headlights with peace looking signs in it. Come on, man.
Yeah. They was doing
and you,
it.
And you riding around town, and everybody know your business.
Leaning to the side with a gangster lean. Remember that?
Gangster white walls. And TV antenna in the back.
Oh, some of the
but you know what?
Because
you know what the big deal was with Superfly was. Superfly.
Yes. Curtis Mayfield. Yes, yes.
Your mama, oh, your daddy, oh, that nigga in the alley. You want some coke? Have some weed. Have some fun. I don't know what we. I don't know the word. Superfly.
Oh my God.
Save the time. Say.
Oh, Jesus, help us.
I used to love hearing him sing that though.
Yeah, he could say it.
And
yeah.
He could play some guitar.
Oh,
but anyways,
yeah.
Curtis Mayfield, man, he went on to be with somebody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. After. If you had a choice, I heard this on the radio. If you had a choice of color the other day, which
is
one
right?
would you choose, my brother? Yeah.
If you have a choice, I was in grade. I was in high, junior high, or
which
even at a ninth, the ninth
choose?
Grade. Did you go to the ninth grade building, or you went? You was
Capped.
At ninth. You went to ninth grade, and you went the year before they changed it to the all ninth grade. Because you was a year ahead of me, or were you 2 years?
I don't know.
When did you
graduate? What year you graduated?
I didn't graduate.
You didn't.
I was supposed to graduate in 72.
Oh, okay. That's when I graduated.
Well.
Norman.
Norman?
Yeah, we went to school together.
You and Norman went to school together? I bet
Where
you that was
Norman?
He in Atlanta.
Let's is just, he?
Yeah.
Okay.
He been going through a couple of things. He just retired, which is cool.
Okay, good.
Always, if you can retire, man, retire. You know, I mean, that brother been out here literally pounding the streets for 39 years.
Wow.
As a servant, because that's all you are, is a mail carrier.
Right.
And he has some of that stuff has come back on him. You know, constantly walking, man. That stuff
right.
kills your body, man.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but he's doing fine.
Okay.
You know,
I have not seen him since school.
Oh man, last time I seen Norman, I was in Atlanta. That's been a couple of years ago.
Now, how are you related to him?
First cousins.
First cousin.
His dad and my dad are brothers.
Okay.
Matter of fact, they're the last three brothers in the family. They're the babies.
All right.
There's three of them, so.
I knew you were family.
Yeah. They all Judd and my dad Bud.
Okay, because Judd is his dad?
Judd is Norm's dad.
Okay, Norm's dad.
Yeah.
Okay. Marvin.
That's Judd's son, too.
Okay.
They're brothers.
Okay.
And then they got Philip. You know him?
Philip.
Phil, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Phil.
And then they got a sister, Edith. I don't know. You may have known her going to school. Her and my sister Mary was in the same, so they would have been, like, maybe two grades ahead of us. Might not have known.
I don't know. Edith. And I may have, just don't remember at the moment.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Phil and Norman are brothers. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes, time goes by so fast, though.
Well,
you know?
it never stops.
No, it doesn't.
You know, and that's why, you know, your thing that you're speaking on with time is so significant because. You know, a lot of times we waste time because we just do idle stuff.
Yeah, sometimes we don't know what to do.
Yeah, that's true.
You ever been there and stop and think for a minute? What should I be doing right now? I should be doing something, right? But I'm not. Okay.
You know what? I tell you something that the Holy Spirit always remind me. You know you could be doing this. And it'll just tell me whatever it is that I'm working on. It's a project or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it keeps reminding me of what to do.
Hmm.
And that's why, just like this editing thing, man, I mean, I've become obsessed with it, you know, but I love editing, just like I did when I did music, you know, when I had a studio for like 9 years, my best thing was editing the music. I used to love doing that. After we play it and record it, getting it to mix it down and putting all the right instruments in the right places and picking the right instruments so that things will sound a certain way. I mean, it's a formula. A lot of people that have never written songs, it's just like it's a formula. You start off with certain things, and you know, and everybody, of course, got different formulas that they start with.
Of course. Because we're all different. We have our different ways of doing things.
Yeah, I've watched guys write music a lot, man, and I've never gotten to a point that I liked how I wrote music. I always thought it was something that I should be doing. And I've written some nice stuff. But it's just that, you know, I always liked other people's stuff because it just sounded, I don't know, man. It's just, maybe it's just that self-killing hate.
Lament. Sometimes we do that.
Losers lament.
Right.
It's something a lot of people suffer from, where you're just constantly putting yourself in a loser situation.
Right, right.
You know, by the time you get old enough to start talking, they done already gave you 2 to 3 years of somebody else's thought process.
True, true.
And then another, you go to school.
Mm-hmm.
So you already started out being indoctrinated. Now you're going to school, they're going to add on to that indoctrination because it don't clear up nothing. Because right. They're two different schools of thoughts. So now you got 12 years of being indoctrinated again.
True.
With the nonsense that you started out with. So what it does is it reinforces all of your old stuff that you start with, the first nonsense that your people told you.
Right.
The other stuff kind of validates. I know it did for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not taught at home that you're special. And then in school, you looked at you're not special.
Right.
And so, you know, you look at your, you know, little black Sambo and the ugly duckling, and you look at all these things, and you look at all the things that depict bad that's black, and then you look in the mirror and see black, you know, it's hard to get away from that, you know?
Right, right.
So you start believing what you're starting to see, which is what people want to do. You know, just if I own the news and all I show you is a certain group of people doing something all the time, you start believing that that's all they do. And it's just further from the truth. And that's what happened to us in this country.
Yeah.
Redlining. You know? This politic, and this is both sides, both Democrats and Republicans and all of them. All they do is spend time trying to develop a way to keep other minority groups down so that they can stay in power. That's all they doing.
Yeah.
All of them.
Right.
White, right is might. White guys do not want to share the wealth. They don't want to share the resources. They don't want to share the responsibility. But they want to control everything.
Mm-hmm. True.
Now, you claim that you want to be free. The only way to be free is not have any captives. Because whatever you have that you have that's a captive, whatever you have that you're holding, you have to make sure that you stay there to keep it held, so you become a prisoner too.
That's true.
So what the hell? True. I mean, let me go.
Right.
Let me live my life.
Right.
So you can live your life. But instead of you, you know, I mean, if I got $5 and you got $400, now you want my damn $5.
That's just greedy. We just read that in
2 Timothy. We're still on 2 Timothy on your phrase for the day, you know, time.
Time.
Yeah, man. You know, I ain't got that much, and you want to come take mine.
Right.
And then make it hard for me to get more.
Right.
And then, you know what you turn around and say? I don't know why they can't pull themselves up by their bootstrap. Well, give me some boots with zippers on it. I can zip them up better than I can. The laces might be rotten. Who knows? I don't know. It's just nonsense. But it ain't gonna prevail. It's not gonna work.
True.
That's right. Same thing happened to Sodom and Gomorrah. You ain't got to believe it. Just keep living.
That's true.
Just keep living. Keep watching the weather patterns change, and people keep saying, "Oh, the weather is doing some strange stuff."
Yes, it is.
Really? Mm-hmm. It talks about it right in them scriptures that people want to talk about. It's this
so
and that
true.
And whatever. It talks about in the end, weather patterns are going to change.
Yes. They've unpredictable.
They've been changing anyways.
Yes, they have. Unpredictable.
You know what? Let me show you how crazy people are. You go up to somebody and say, "Hey, man, been a long time since I've seen you. How you doing?" He said, "Man, you know, I'm dying." You be like, "Oh, man. Sorry to hear that." Well, hell, you dying too.
We came here to die, right? Can't live forever.
That's that ain't the point.
Right.
But I get your point.
Yeah, we're all here to
you don't know you're dying.
Yeah.
You gonna, just because they telling you that they dying, you think you dying too?
Yes.
And at the same rate I'm dying. Every time 60 minutes. Every time that thing ticks, you done lost a second of life.
Yes.
Every time.
So true.
So go around 60 seconds. You got a minute, you done lost that minute. No, it's out of there. Sayonara.
That's true, and you can't get that minute back. You can't get that second back.
Can't get any of it.
Because it takes 60 seconds to make a minute.
Just like words. You say words out your mouth.
Right.
You can't buy them back.
No, you can't. They're out there.
You just all that old. And with all that, what they call that?
Venom.
Vigory. Vicity. The word starts with a V. And it means venom, like she's saying. And this just doesn't make any sense to where you got, see, if I'm in the drive, me and you driving, okay, I might make a mistake or the light may turn green.
Right.
Wah, 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 wah. See, that's the attitude.
Right.
You could just go, bam. You know, like, hey, man, you know, the light's green. But instead, you want to let me know you pissed. Get out of here. You know what's going to happen. Y'all gonna end up going straight to hell.
And they don't change their ways. You're absolutely right. Repent, turn, change your mind. That's what you know. That's what the Lord
I'm
is saying.
I'm just repeating what I done read.
Yes. That's what the Lord is saying.
And this is
in Timothy.
I believe you're going straight to hell.
In Timothy, that's what he's telling us. Now, this is where you are.
Yeah.
This is today.
Yeah.
Right, it's getting worse and worse. It's not going to get any better.
That's right.
I'm going to park that sky one day, and I'm coming back. You better repent. Turn from your evil ways. Change your wicked mind to a new mind.
If when he come back, it's going to be on the mothership.
I was just listening to that, you know.
I always say in my podcast, I always say, man, let me put my glasses on.
Right, right.
I say, because, you know, the law around here, if you ain't got your glasses on, you can go to jail.
Right.
Well, you remember in Parliament when George Clinton did Make My Funk the P-Funk. Mm-hmm. I wanted to get, and then they go to the park, and he starts talking and running down.
Yeah.
He said, I was down in Southland. I checked out y'all soul. he said, y'all had a little main ingredients. He said, and you had some doobie. He said, it was cool. He said, but how would you want some doobie in your funk? He said, Lord have mercy, W-E-K-F-U-N-K. No, W-F-U-C. No, F-U-N-K.
Yeah.
We funk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make my funk peep. That was I thought that was a cool song.
It was.
But he had a lot of that stuff in my. He said, let me put my shades on. He said, that's the law right here. That's why I got
I was listening to that not too long ago.
You ever heard that guy talk? George Clinton?
No, I don't think so.
Is it George Clinton? Yeah. You ever heard him talk?
I have.
This boy is really, he really believes this stuff. And I think he's right to believe it because every. Many are called, but only a few are chosen.
Yes.
And what do you think that means? There's some people, man, God didn't actually touch with some stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And they're telling you stuff that you just can't understand because it's coming from a holy type place. And, you know, we can, just like I'm telling you now, only the Spirit of God can help me decipher this. That guy is telling you stuff to come. And, you know, and all that stuff, them guys made up a whole language.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, all that stuff they were doing, but it was so many of them in the group.
Right.
And he was just talking about, he said, when we did that stuff, it wasn't really just me. He said, right. Man, it was like, that was a divine thing.
Right. That's right.
So, man, that's kind of interesting, man. Them guys was...
That's just like hip-hop.
Yeah.
He created a whole culture, a whole, what you call it, his own economy
there is
and everything.
Nothing,
yeah.
There is nothing that has not been influenced by James Brown. Funk, because James Brown and funk, they go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
because funk was kind of like coming with the Larry Graham type stuff that he was thumping and thumping back in the day.
Right, right.
So, you know, those guys already was developing that particular, but then my man James came with that pocket, man, that and, you know, just right in there. So you look at all that stuff, man, them guys was great.
Yes, what they did. Yes, they were.
They were. They were. They were. They were
legends.
Totally. They were geniuses, man.
Yes. Yes, they were.
I mean, I saw a thing one time where the Rolling Stone was trying to play. They was trying to play with. It was either Muddy Waters, or it was. I could almost think of the dude's name. The one, his name was Lee something. I can't think of his name. The one who used to say how.
Oh, okay.
But anyways, they kept trying to tell him about how they was playing his song.
Right.
He said, I ain't got time. I don't know nothing about none of that. He said, all I know is when I want to play it, I play it and I can feel it. He said, now, damn it, that's how we're going to have to play it now. And he was just going off because they kept saying, yeah, but Mr. So-and-so, we're just going to do it like this so we can follow the chords. Right. I don't know nothing about all them chords and none of that stuff.
Right.
He said, all I do is just play it.
We out of time.
Oh, my Jesus.
Second hour is over. Thank Second you, Willie, for over. Being my guest today.
Jesus,
thank you for listening to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here live on WGH Talk. Have a blessed and safe weekend. Until next time, be blessed. Thank you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio.